Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he asked the woman, "Did God really say, 'You may not eat of any tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the fruit of the trees in the garden. But from the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, God did say, 'You may not eat it or touch it, or you will die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it looked pleasing to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. When they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" And he answered, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all livestock, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you will go, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain and your conception. In pain you will give birth. Your desire will be to your husband, but he will rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree I commanded you, saying, 'You may not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life, and it will produce thorns and thistles, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat bread, until you return to the ground from which you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." Then Adam named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made clothing of animal skins for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "Look, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now he must not be allowed to reach out his hand and also take from the tree of life, eat, and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing every way to guard the way to the tree of life.